Hello everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for another chit chat. I'm definitely dating this episode. It's September 14. It marks 9 years since my mom passed away, and I want to just share a couple of things that, that one, she would have taught me, and two, that I would have learned in this 9 year gap without her. Well, let me start by saying, obviously, nobody really knows when death is going to come, whether for you or for the people that you love and care about. Also, you really don't know how you're going to react when something that traumatic happens, especially loss. And if you're listening this morning and you've not lost a close family member or a loved one, I know that you've experienced loss in the failing of a relationship, loss in, maybe losing some friends, loss in property, maybe a car, a house, loss with failure, maybe exams or something that you were going after. So everyone at some point has experienced loss. And then you have the good losing, if I can call it that, or the good loss. If you lose some weight, that's a big win. If you lose some people that are dragging you down and just becoming heavy for your life, that's also a big win. So let me just highlight that there's some good losses out there, and then there's some losses that tug at your heartstrings, and you wonder, how are you going to survive from this, or how are you going to make it out? So I posted something this week as a throwback on my social media at Sands Castle, and it said, "It is going to hurt like hell now, but it will hurt less later." Listen to me, I promise you that that mantra is absolutely true. And if we go back in our minds about certain things that have happened to us, certain things that we had to go through, we would realize that it is not as painful as it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when it just happened. That for me signifies growth. That for me signifies the fact that you are working through things, that you are getting the help that you need, that you're doing that which needs to be done in order to be healed and whole and a stronger person. So I remember in 2011 when my mom passed, I was crushed. I was crushed, and nobody saw that really because, I believe that I am strong, let me put it that way. But I was crushed, and every year, especially the first 4 years, it was very challenging just to know that this person was not around. And for me, I thought that my mom experienced, the worst part of my life. She was there through a lot of the bigger challenges. And as I would be growing and maturing and making better choices and doing better things with my life, she was not around to see that transformation. And it hurt me to the core because I don't know that I got a chance to make her smile the widest or to be up completely, proud of me. But can I say to you that year nine, I miss her terribly, but my heart doesn't hurt the way it used to. There is not, I'm not rolled up in a corner crying. I'm not folding over depressed. I'm able to honor her memory and still live. And that's something I want to share with you this morning. Or our loved ones who've gone before us, if they were to write down and tell us what they wanted us to do in their absence, I promise you, the words would read something like this: live life, enjoy life, make use of every moment, value your friends, value your family, figure out what's truly important and pursue that. Find something that you are passionate about. Do what makes you happy. Don't worry about me, I'm already not here, but you are here in the land of the living and you have an opportunity to make the most of it. Somebody who is listening today needs to know that your mother, your grandmother, your father, your brother, your sister, your best friend, they want you to live. And not just any old life, live a full life. Live a life that has the joy of the Lord. Live a life that has you helping others, laughing often, resting as much as you can, pursuing the things that you are passionate about. Your family members who are gone want you to live. Let me say that again. They want you to live. They don't want you to be curling up in a corner, pining over them, because they are already gone. They want you to be enjoying life, to be embracing life, and to be your best self. Now let's hop over to some losses that, you know, the person is not dead. You've lost a good friend. You've lost a relationship. How do you reconcile that? How do you move forward from that? Well, I want to say that you just need to, and when we say just need to, it almost seems as if we're saying it's that simple. It's not that simple, but it takes effort. It takes consistent steps. So if you've lost a friend, if you've lost a bunununus, as it were, what you need to do is really just analyze that situation and come down to some salient points. Did I lose something that was perfect for me? Or did I lose something that really was not serving me? Did I play a major part in this falling apart? Do I have any apologies to offer? And how can I move forward? If when you've done all of that, you realize you were in the wrong, be a big man, be a big woman, man. Call and I'm sorry about so and so, and I wish you all the best. If you realize that you were wronged, please stretch out your forgiveness blanket. Spread it as far as you can to the person. Whether they want to talk to you or not, you don't have to vocalize that, because forgiveness is really, really for us. So you forgive and you move on. And every day that you wake up, you tell yourself, I've lost this. I can't go back in time. I have now. I have the present. This is what I have. And I am going to make the most out of it. We don't always have the full plan. We don't always have the blueprint for our lives. That's not ours. That, in my opinion, that is God's. And so I tell myself every day that He still has a great plan for me. In spite of everything that is happening around me, there is still a great plan, one that's going to come out perfect regardless of the bumps in the road and the hills and the valleys. And when you tell yourself that, it will totally change how you live your life. So hear me when I tell you this. Live. Live, live, live. It is your right. It is your choice. It is your power. Live. Because I know that there are many people lying in a hospital bed, unable to move, unable to walk, wanting to live, wanting to do what you are doing, wanting to run a 5K, wanting to go to the supermarket, wanting to have time with friends and family, but do not have that opportunity. So why are we wasting it? Why are we wasting the blessing that is the gift of life? So true what they say about here today and gone tomorrow. So in my here today, I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live in my here today. I'm just gonna go and do what I need to do. Enjoy my time with friends. Enjoy my time with family. Do the things that I've always wanted to do. Pursue my passions, because I have a chance to live. I challenge you, live. Don't walk around with the breath of life, but not live. Use that breath and live. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your comments. And though infrequent, I will keep them coming. Blessings.